Senate Republicans and Democrats meet again today to discuss their sudden and historic role reversal. Former Republican James Jeffords is an independent. Democrat Tom Daschle is majority leader, and Republican Trent Lott is minority leader. Negotiators met last evening to begin reorganizing the committees, with Republicans demanding a fair shake for President Bush's agenda and his nominees. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Shortly after 6 last night, House Speaker Dennis Hastert made an unscheduled appearance outside Senator Daschle's office, surprising a knot of reporters waiting there for news of what the new Senate will look like. The Illinois Republican said he just thought it was the right thing to do.
I just think it's appropriate to come over and pay a visit and wish the new majority leader well. I think there's a lot of things that we can work on. I think there's a lot of issues out there on a bipartisan basis that we had planned to move, and now we can just keep moving them. So education, health care, a lot of things.
Early efforts at bipartisanship will be critical, as Daschle is taking the helm of a majority that's barely larger than the one Trent Lott struggled with. One of the first tasks is to formally approve committee ratios. Technically, the Senate is now back to the old assignments of the 106th Congress, since the power-sharing arrangement painstakingly negotiated in January is now null and void with Jeffords' party switch. Lott, who recently pledged that this organizational matter would be the first battle in a war with Democrats, toned down his rhetoric yesterday, saying the Democrats are entitled to a one-member advantage on every committee. But Lott was still hostile to the notion that key elements of the Bush agenda must now be shelved.
I think that it was very unfortunate that a number of Democrats came right out last week and basically said, well, this is the end of national missile defense. This is the end of, an opportunity to have additional oil supply in the Anwar of Alaska. But worst of all, this is the end to conservative judges and we're going to have a litmus test. I thought all of that was very inflammatory and unfortunate on behalf of the Democrats.
Lott is particularly concerned about the judicial nominations, and Republicans have spoken of delaying the organizing resolution until they get assurances that the president's choices will make it to the Senate floor. Daschle says he's inclined to work things out peaceably, if possible.
We can wait for a little while, but there has to be some bona fide discussions. If this looks like a delay, then obviously I'll be forced to move to the floor, but that is not my expectation. We're going to work with our colleagues, and I'm sure we can resolve this prior to the time we bring it to the floor.
Utah Republican Bob Bennett noted that in recent years, even controversial nominees such as Robert Bork and Clarence Thomas got full Senate votes. Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry says Republicans should recognize that delaying things now will only stall the president's agenda.
We're not going to hold people in committee for 3 and 4 years the way they did. We're perfectly happy to provide assurances publicly that people will be voted on.
This shift in the Senate focuses more attention on the mavericks and the moderates in both parties, who may wind up tipping the balance on any given piece of legislation. GOP moderates Olympia Snowe and Lincoln Chafee are hoping to get a larger voice within their caucus, although they see no guarantees of that. A few hours before having dinner with President Bush, Arizona Republican John McCain said he thinks legislating will depend even more on outreach and coalition building across party lines, something senators are quite used to.
There's a shifting set of coalitions that come together on specific issues. I can see a coalition on national missile defense that's very different from the coalition on patients' bill of rights, which would be very different from a coalition on campaign finance reform.
But the other thing senators know about coalitions is that they're fragile. Texas Republican Phil Graham says he's all for bipartisanship as long as the Republican agenda is being advanced, but he used a football metaphor to explain how he likes to deal with a lawmaker trying to move a bill he dislikes.
I try to square up and get a good head-on hit. Maybe they'll fumble.
Lawmakers predict one other change from the Jeffords switch. Vice President Dick Cheney won't be spending as much time in the Senate president's chair. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, the Capitol.